Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I see an article like the one I've got here in front of me. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 22nd day of December 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. But getting back into the news today, every few months I see an article like this. And so I just instructed Ryan Slickhuysen, one of the main webmasters for Infowars.com, to build a data page on that, to take some of the instances that I just called up from memory, which we did in short order with the search engines off of the websites, and to post them all in one convenient area. And what am I talking about? This is Channel News 5 out of one of the major cities in Ohio, out of Cleveland. Bill would allow arrest for no reason in a public place. And it goes on to say that it is martial law powers and that for no reason you can be arrested and taken off. And then I thought I'd pull up this article. This was out of the Oregonian. Oregon law would jail war protesters as terrorists for life or if they agree to forced labor 25 years in a, quote, forest labor camp. And we don't just have Reuters and the Oregonian, we actually have the bill that almost passed. The head of the committee almost got it passed. No pun intended. His name is Senator Menace, and he is a menace in every way. This is not an April Fool's joke, folks. I'm actually reading these mainstream news articles to you right now. Here's another one I called up. Now, this is the last 5 minutes. Right before I got on air, I had the idea. I said, why just cover Ohio? Why not have a review of what they're trying to pass all over the country? Getting rid of habeas corpus and openly talking about forced labor camps. Governor's proposed Homeland Security bill under fire. In 5 minutes, I can only find this NBC News 10 piece. The original article was out of the Providence Journal. We're trying to dig that up, and don't worry, we will. It's somewhere on InfoWars, and we're trying to find it on their side, Providence Journal. It actually said, criticized the government protest, life in prison, as a terrorist using the enemy sedition acts of World War I. And it gets into that here in the News 10 article. It's just not as incredible. I like the one where they're saying it's good. Those are always our favorite. People did completely freak out. We had a great affiliate at the time that had been there for years. Well, several affiliates there that have now, of course, sold or changed management. In Rhode Island, we really had a huge audience. We were one of our transmitter towers, I think they said, was like a half mile from the Capitol building. And Jack Blood was broadcasting at the time from there, right on Main Street. And it was actually in the news, I guess right here, that people were revolting, showing up in mass by the hundreds in front of the Capitol screaming, because it actually said in the paper, criticize the government, you're going to go to a camp. And we have those here for you. And then there's these weirdo neocon fake patriots and COINTELPRO types on the web. We all know who we're talking about. There's a lot of different ones who get on air and say, Alex Jones over-exaggerates. He says that we're undergone into martial law and we're in a police state. It's not a police state. He'd be arrested if it was. It's what degree of a police state we're under. Yes, we're going into a very serious police state. We've been in a police state for a long time. I mean, when people are randomly being drug off by men in black uniforms and there's warrantless searches and asset forfeiture seizure with no drugs or no convictions or no witnesses or just the cops say so they take your house. When we've got police running murder for hire all over the country, getting caught routinely, planting drugs on people. I mean, think of all the stuff that goes on. The Pentagon spying on protesters, echelon snooping. Baby, that's a police state. That's a grade A. I mean, if it was a steak, it'd be the finest black Angus or Colby beef, hand-massaged, grain-fed. I mean, literally, they have cows they massage. I mean, you know, and the steak's $200. So it's a $200 filet mignon. I mean, it's the animal. It's the specimen. It's the most hard I'd ever seen. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I was just sent a video clip I've never seen of ABC News of regular U.S. Army going, well, we don't like confiscating guns in America, but we're doing it. It's our job. And it shows them then in middle-class neighborhoods. They say middle-class. It looks like huge mansions coming out the front door with people's guns. No one resisting them, just groveling. And no one ever got their guns back, by the way. We're not going to bring food and water in. No, no. Somewhere in the city, a drunken person shot at us once. So now, because a criminal did something, the government's going to take your guns. And so we're going to post that video clip on InfoWars.com the next hour or so, and I'm going to be airing it later in the broadcast today here, because it's all part of our ongoing martial law theme. You know, my new documentary, you know, not so new now, it's a very important film, now out for about 6 months, Martial Law. 9/11 Rise of the Police State. It's all about how we're going under martial law and all the public statements about how we're all going to be slaves and how this is a wonderful thing. But what got me back on this jag today is a story out of News Channel 5. This is out of Cleveland, Ohio. We've got an affiliate that goes into Cleveland. And it says, bill would allow arrest for no reason in public places. This is from News 5. A bill on Governor Bob Taft's desk right now is drawing a lot of criticism, News Channel 5 reported. See, this is on his desk, ready to be passed, ready to be signed into law. It's already passed through legislature. One state representative said it resembles Gestapo-style tactics of government, and there could be changes coming on the streets of Ohio, small towns, and big cities. We've got the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate joining us later in this hour to talk about it. The Ohio Patriot Act has made its way to Taft's desk, and with the stroke of a pen, it would most likely become the toughest anti-terrorism bill in the country. The lengthy piece of legislation, which we now have a copy of or trying to analyze, I just learned this a few hours ago, would let police arrest people in public places who will not give their names, addresses, and birth dates, even if they are not doing anything wrong. And you read the bill, some of the sections, basically, if you don't submit to a shakedown, a show your papers, please. And you see, there, in the past, they tried to claim that this was failure to ID, but the Supreme Court and state courts have all said, no, you can't do that in America. I mean, they'd never put up with it in England in places. We think we're so free here. But now they're really, really pushing this. And there's a bunch of other stuff in the bill. And it goes on. The Ohio Patriot Act made it to Taft's desk. And it says, even if they've done nothing wrong, they'll be arrested. WEWS. Reported it would also have the way for everybody entering critical transportation sites as train stations, airports, bus stations to show ID. Now, again, this is the federal plan. Simultaneously, what is Miami saying? Oh, for your safety, we're calling it shock and awe, the deputy chief said. We're going to come up to you with heavily armed police. We're going to demand to see your ID. We're going to search you in malls, in parking lots, on the side of the road, outside banks, in banks, and it showed on the news, teams of men in black uniforms in riot gear just randomly, quote, swarming. And then, at the same time, the feds announced Viper teams, the TSA. Remember, they used TSA at the inauguration. Well, that was always the plan, to train everyone. And they go into cities where the cities take federal money for transportation, and they say, look, in one article it said, give us 40 officers. What was that in Boston? Give us 40 officers. And you got to assign them to us, and then there's a smaller team of feds, TSA, air marshals, basically, who then order them around, and then under them, they have citizen tattletale brigades, and we had one of their head guys on from Knoxville, on Tuesday. So this is Stasi America. But they're going to tag on to the new immigration bill, a total blanket amnesty for all illegal aliens. They can do whatever they want, but Americans, you're going to be slaves. This is textbook classic mechanized tyranny. It brings us frighteningly close to a show-me-your-paper society, said Kerry Davis of ACLU, which opposes the Ohio Patriot Act. Alert, alert, Paul Watson, you need to tune into this show. We need to write an article together as soon as the show's over. I don't care if your family's there and you're starting the 7 days of Christmas, lavishing yourself over there in Sheffield. This is an emergency, and we've got to get an article out on this. And we announced that it was martial law last week, folks, official martial law, crossing the Rubicon, as Caesar did. I mean, when they start putting federal, you know how you get searched and violated and your wife gets groped at the airport? Or if it's their fancy, you get groped if you're a man by one of the men there. It's all on record. Well, now those very same people are going to be on your streets, America. It brings us frighteningly close to a show-me-your-paper society. Frighteningly close. They're going to have armed police running around checking everyone's IDs. It brings us close, said Kerry Davis of the ACLU, which opposes the Ohio Patriot Act. No, they're there to lose cases, whitewash, be loyal opposition, just like the NRA openly goes in and actually argues against gun rights. I mean, we've read the actual minutes. Remember last year out of the D.C. case where they go, we believe all guns should be registered and not leave the home? That was the NRA's point of view. With friends like that, who needs enemies? There are many others who oppose the bill as well. The variety of people who are opposing this is not just a group of usual suspects. We have people far right to far left opposing the bill who think it is a bad idea, said Alan McGitley, News Channel 5 terrorism experts. By the way, I just don't want the... We got the stall for Congress running for state Senate joining us. Coming up in the middle of the next hour, we got the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate who's fighting this coming up in a little while. But I want more people on about this. And then the article just continues here. It says, He said that it isn't sure that the law would do what it's intended to do. I think anything we do to enhance security and give power to protect the public to police officers is a good idea. This is even their whitewasher. You know, their terrorism toady, he said. It's a good law in the wrong direction. So, see, there's their new spin. I mean, even their bootlickers are freaking out. I mean, this is the Soviet Union, folks. Governor Bob Taft will make the ultimate decision on whether to sign the bill. WEWS News told that Taft is expecting to sign the bill into law, but legal experts expect that it will be challenged in the courts. So, nationwide, from Dallas, Texas, to Cleveland, Ohio, to L.A., it's just everywhere. And it's going to be more and more. Governor Ridge said on C-SPAN 3.5 years ago, I've watched him, you're going to have an ID to have a job, especially showing your security clearance. We're all going to be graded, four grades. What is it? Green, yellow, orange, and red. Criminal records, database information, everything. Camera scanning your license plate. Camera scanning the RFID and your inspection sticker. Camera scanning your face. You know, there's a movie, Scanner Darkly, coming out. Who knows who you'll see in it? I'm just leaving that as a surprise. But there's a movie, Scanner Darkly, coming out with Woody Harrelson, Winona Ryder, Downey Jr., and Keanu Reeves and other people. And in it, you know, there's the face scanning cameras and the barcodes on the license plates. And when I consulted for the film, I told them, well, you know, you're saying this is 7 years in the future. Try it 2 years in the future. And that was 2 years ago when it was going into production and I was consulting on it. It's just amazing. Oh, I got a story I could tell. I don't know if I'm going to tell it. It's wild. But that's coming out next year, early next year. Then I've got this big stack of stuff here in front of me. You know, I thought, what are three or four of the items I remember just recently concerning states? Here's Oregon law would jail protesters, war protesters as terrorists, and that's Reuters. And then I have another one that says life in prison for protesters. That's out of the Oregonian. But then I have the bill itself, dubbed Senate Bill 742 in Oregon. It barely was defeated by three votes. And it says, go read it, download music, block traffic, protest basically in any way that there's 140-something reasons, write a hot check, life in prison unless you agree to go to a, quote, forest labor camp for 25 years of forced labor. Folks, you think I'm joking, just go read the bill. I've been on talk shows and talked about this, and the host have gone, you're a liar. And I go, $10,000, bet me. I mean, I'm not a betting man, but come on, put your money where your mouth, and they can tell the confidence. They know it's true. They go, no, I'm not going to bet you. Yeah, bet me $10,000. Because I know a lot of you aren't going to check this out. You're not going to, cops driving along. Maybe you think it's a good idea. Yeah, download music, forced labor camp. Yeah, good. That's freedom. I mean, in communist China, they don't put you in a forced labor camp for writing a hot check or downloading music. It's not even that bad. I mean, I don't think anyone's ever been this bad. That's another bill that we barely beat. And then there was this one. Again, I'm digging up the really hot article. I had this idea about 5 minutes before showtime to dig some of these up, and I tried to Google it all right now. I couldn't sit here and articulate on the radio, but we're going to post them all. I'm going out of control on this. I mean, this is martial law. This makes the case. See, when we wrote that article 2 weeks ago saying martial law is here, we didn't add all of this. We didn't add all the background because it'd be a 100-page article. We're in martial law. They're not going to announce it. They're just going to tell you martial law is good, martial law is helpful, and then just keep implementing it. You know, should we have martial law? So I'm saying, should we rob the bank after they've already robbed the bank and, you know, flown to Brazil? Governor's proposed Homeland Security bill under fire. This is AP. Governor's proposed Homeland Security bill under fire. And this is 2 days after we exposed it. They had a Providence Journal article that said, criticize the government, protest, life in prison. But by the time it was, quote, criticism, because they didn't want to give you all the info, it just kind of whitewashes it and says, Well, it says the bill, which Carcieri introduced last week, also resurrects World War I era laws that make it illegal to speak, utter, or print statements in support of anarchy, speak in favor of overthrowing the government, or to disrupt any flag or emblem other than the flag of the United States as a symbol of the government. But then the bill said protesting and everything else in it, and it says create a new felony charges, require annual safety audits of every... It just goes on and on. It was martial law. We'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
We've got David Stahl of Corridor Watch coming on in the middle of the next hour. A few weeks ago, I talked about how there were like 15 counties that had pulled out of the corridor agreement and were threatening to sue. I was on their website. Now it's like 70-something counties and more every day, so it's about to be the majority of Texas counties. I think it already is. And he'll give you all the details. And it's a big Spanish company with the King of Spain involved in it. I'm not kidding. And I've been telling you 6,000 miles, because that's what TxDOT documents said a year ago. It's going to be 8,000 miles of toll roads in Texas. The entire country has 7,000. So it's worse than I said. See, it's always worse. Understand, always worse. It's just we happen to know what we're talking about here. We happen to know the full scope and the full horror. We integrate information. We're always giving you up-to-the-minute data. And we again, I don't just come on and report about martial law provisions about to be signed into law in Ohio. I mean, that's what legislators are calling it. We then go back and show you other examples. And I'm not tooting our horn. It's just that, you know, somebody will go read one article and go, well, that's just one state. But when you really are really watching the whole thing, and you're integrating the statistics, the data, the historical lens of the way societies operate, just all of it, it's 110%. Meanwhile, we're talking about Patriot Acts in Ohio. Look at this. Senate reaches deal on the federal Patriot Act. Late last night, senators struck a deal that will fully reauthorize the Patriot Act in its current form for 6 months, and that means not beefing it up. Quote, the changes and the lessening, you know, making it better, those provisions. It was actually Patriot Act 2, much of Patriot Act 2. So see, that's how they work. Oh, we're going to make it better for your freedoms. We're gonna restrict it. Oh, no. And then you read it, and it had some flowery language about rights, but then added even worse stuff in there, like now making protesting a federal crime with the Secret Service having jurisdiction nationwide. Late Wednesday evening, senators struck a deal that will fully reauthorize the Patriot Act in its current form for 6 months and give lawmakers the chance to revisit controversial portions of the act that have been subject to extensive opposition. The agreement came after a full day of negotiation among President Bush and Senate Republican leaders who support renewal and Democrats and moderate GOPers who oppose the act in its negotiated form. According to the deal reached late Wednesday, the 16 expiring provisions of the Patriot Act will be renewed for 6 months. That will give opponents the chance to take up civil liberties issues that forced a filibuster on the bill last week. Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, Larry Craig of Ohio, John Sununu of New Hampshire, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska helped block a final vote on a compromise bill offered by House and Senate negotiators last week. It must feel good to be Chuck Hagel actually owning the voting machine company that 90% of his constituents voted on. It's got to feel good on the machines people vote for you on. No conflict of interest. Everything's fine. For a lot of reasons, it made the most sense, given that there are significant differences that remain, said Sununu, the demon. And so there you have it. So that's what's going on with that, but they were not able to expand it. And then there were people trying to do a compromise to defang a few of its teeth, but the thing's like a great white shark. See, what people don't know about these laws is, you know, a great white shark has row after row of teeth, is that there are a couple provisions in there that are catch-alls. And in my analysis of Patriot 1 and 2, I point this out, is that it duplicates. I mean, in fact, habeas corpus, no due process, martial law, police state provisions are repeated 5 times in Patriot Act 2 that I saw. I mean, the thing's 340-something pages and thousands of pages if you go look at the U.S. Code for the full definitions. So, I mean, you know, I read the whole thing and read a lot of the U.S. Code to write that analysis, and I did win the Project Censored Award, by the way. Just people know it's been vetted by law professors and others that looked at it. People couldn't believe it when they first read it. I was attacked by operatives, the normal people, the same old people. You know, attacked my analysis, Patriot Act 2, but now everything I wrote in there is passe and publicly known. You know, Bush has to go on TV and say that he's not a dictator. I mean, we are forcing them to have to backtrack a bit And all of you are to be commended. All of you get the credit for not listening to the controllers, not listening to those that tried to put salves on you, not listening to those that tried to manipulate you, not listening to those that tried to stall you from looking at the facts. You took action, you got involved, and we're having a lot of victories. We're having a lot of defeats, too. But you know what? We're in this fight. We haven't lost this boxing match. If we gut up and get focused and get that eye of the tiger going, we can take down this enemy. We'll be right back for some Planet.TV.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is a Thursday edition, 22nd day of December 2005. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Well, now 2.5 hours, roughly. And coming up in the middle of the next hour, we have a gentleman running for office here in Texas who has gotten the majority of counties to sign on and to start lawsuits and start taking action. against the state and the government and companies in Spain, one major company connected to Juan Carlos the King, who are going to make almost every road in Texas 8,000 miles. I'm sorry, I've been saying 6,000. It's worse than what we originally had. I'm sorry, it's 8,000. And are basically taking over the entire state. And this will be nationwide with these new transponder toll roads, so you don't want to miss that. In just a minute or so, we're going to go to Bill Peirce, running for governor there in Ohio, the Libertarian ticket, and we'll tell you about how you can get involved and help him with the martial law type legislation that is unfolding there, and yes, in many other states and cities and counties around the nation. But before we go to our first guest of the day, I want to remind the listeners that I have made 14 documentary films. And I've written a book, and I carry a bunch of other wonderful videos and books exposing the tyranny that is growing. Tex Mar's new book, Codex Magica, gets into the bizarre secret societies that are in control of much of our society. They're just really mafias, and they call them secret societies. These are the real mafias that make the old Italian mob look like a bunch of choir boys. And then, of course, we have the Coming Battle book written in 1898 about how the Federal Reserve was going to take over and what they would do and what their plan was, their own banking documents about how they were going to dumb us down by buying up education. And it's all there. We're now carrying that book. A lot of other books and videos we carry in the InfoWars.com video and bookstore. Of course, there's my film, Martial Law, the miniseries, 3 hours long, covering the police state, 9/11, and the globalist master plan for world domination. And we show Tommy Franks and all these big people saying, martial law is coming and it'll keep you safe. And how wonderful it is, basically. So that's an important new film. Of course, my newest film is The Order of Death, getting more into the occult aspects of the New World Order. And when you get that absolutely free, you get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the 2005 edition, updated and remastered and re-released. So two films on one DVD or one VHS. Over 2 hours and 15 minutes of total runtime. So that's a new great deal. And just huge discounts until the end of the year, upwards of 75% off, some cases more, on books and DVDs. T-shirts, they're normally $20 or $9.95 right now, only to the first of the year. And it's just so important to get these materials and get the word out and stop what's happening. That's InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Card or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So that is the bottom line on that, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll join us. And until the first of the year, PrisonPlanet.tv, all of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, all of my weekly TV reports, special video reports from Crawford, Texas, London, England, L.A., you know, Dean Haglund in studio, that's going up over the weekend, X-Files star, all of that, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, which, comes out to $5.95 or so a month. But imagine getting, instead of getting 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription, right now it's 5+ months free, almost 6 months free until the end of the year for those new yearly subscriptions. That deal's gone in just about a week and a half. So PrisonPlanet.tv. All right. Without further ado, I'd like to set the table for our illustrious guest. And he is illustrious. I appreciate him running for office. Takes a lot of nerve, a lot of gall, and being part of the Libertarian Party, who I support in many aspects. And we're just proud of him. But I want to remind you, governor's proposal, Homeland Security Bill under fire, rights activists shocked and amazed by martial law provisions. We have a bunch of articles we're posting. They tried to declare martial law in Rhode Island. I have the AP here in front of me. Late last year. If you criticize the government, you would be arrested and put in a FEMA camp. And then I have Oregon law would jail war protesters for life. And music downloaders for life, and you spend 25 years in a forced labor camp. Bill actually says forced labor camp, forced forest labor camp, excuse me. We have the bill posted right there directly to the Oregon State House, if you don't believe me. And I have a bunch of others. But the latest thing is what's happening in Ohio. We read that story earlier where you'll have little police shakedown teams on the streets and the bus stops. And if you don't answer all their questions and show your papers, you'll be drug off to the gulag. And, again, joining us is the candidate, Libertarian candidate running for governor in Ohio, Bill Peirce. Bill, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for governor, and then tell us how Ohioans are handling this new nightmare legislation.
Well, I taught economics at Case Western Reserve University for about 35 years, and then I retired and decided that there were so many things wrong with the way the state was governed that I should run for governor and get my message across, message of freedom. So the problem that I find with this legislation, well, there are a lot of problems. One, it's unnecessary because we have plenty of criminal law already, and we don't need to add more. But it has these specific provisions that we're really moving toward a national ID kind of state where you'd have to have your papers with you at all times.
Well, you're an astute gentleman, Professor. I'm sure you've noticed that magically other cities are doing this. Suddenly, Viper, TSA, air marshals are on the streets of Dallas. It's on the news, shaking people down, demanding papers. In Miami, the police say they're just going to surround shopping malls and search everyone. I mean, the Nazis didn't even do that on a routine basis.
Well, whenever you have a war, the government seizes great powers, and a war on terrorism is difficult because there's no real beginning and no real end.
Oh, it's a perfect nebulous. It's much better than the old Soviet Cold War. This is just a bonanza.
Right, right. And, you know, citizens just have to be alert all the time when the government starts taking more powers. And this is one of those times. We just have to stand guard and protect our rights.
So, well, I agree with you. I'll be honest. I learned of this morning. I printed off the bill. It's lengthy. I haven't had time to go over it all. I'm reading some of the provisions out of the newspaper. Tell us specifically, as a scholar of this, and looking at it, why you're particularly upset. I mean, what do you think some of the more egregious language is?
Well, this first provision, the intrusions on privacy. Show us your papers if you're in any transportation site, including an airport, a railroad station, a bus station, and also you're going to have to be required to show your identification if you are anywhere near where a policeman thinks the crime has been committed or might be committed.
Well, I saw Ridge say this as Homeland Security Director 3 years ago. He said, what you see in the airport is the model for everywhere.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. And of course, that model includes lots of bureaucratic confusion, so it doesn't really make us safer. It just takes away our liberty.
Well, I mean, look, take surgery or take dentistry. You know, you use a certain burr, a certain tool for a certain thing. And, you know, this is like they're trying to, I mean, clearly they know what the configuration of all of this, quote, security is: classical mass oppression, Soviet Nazi, total despotism, Stalinistic, Gulag archipelago type stuff. On the surface, 101 in law enforcement training, this doesn't fit into that in any way to, quote, keep us safe. They know. I guess the public smokescreen is we want to keep you safe. But the government knows this is the classic configuration of mass oppression. So So the $64 million question is, why, Professor, our gubernatorial candidate, Mr. Peirce, why then do you think the government's doing this?
Well, I think that it's hard to oppose anything that sounds patriotic. I mean, you call it a national patriot act, and everybody in Congress has to favor it. You call it a state Patriot Act, and everybody in the state legislature has to favor it. Fortunately, there was some opposition, but still, it's very difficult politically.
Well, I never properly finished my analogy, but it's like instead of using a small drill bit to fix a tooth on a root canal, it'd be like if they came in with a huge gas-powered jackhammer.
Well, that's true of some of these provisions, like the ID provisions, but some of it is just plain ridiculous. You have the state now passing all these regulations about biological, chemical, radiological, and nuclear weapons in the hands of terrorists, and surely if anything like that happens, it's going to be prosecuted under federal laws anyway. We certainly don't need a state law against having nuclear weapons.
Well, I agree with you. Now this is going to the Governor Taft's desk. Is he a relation to the Skull and Bones Taft president?
The Taft family, yes.
Yeah, he, not he, only then. Is this Governor Skull and Bones? I wonder.
I don't know. He was a Yalee.
He definitely is. Then yeah.
He's a great grandson of the president, and
the Tafts are founders of Skull and Bones. Some of the founders. So. It's the same scumbag families. Well, he's leaving now, you were telling me. So who are you running against? I mean, what's your competition saying? Are they going to slap all this on Ohioans, or are they saying they'll shoot it down?
I haven't heard any of the other candidates object. There are several Republicans and several Democrats who have declared an interest. Most likely bet so far has been that it'll be Ken Blackwell running as a Republican and Representative Ted Strickland running as a Democrat.
Yeah, Blackwell, the master of stealing elections.
He is now Secretary of State and is running for governor, yes.
I tell you, we got Skull and Bones on one side, Mr. Election Thief on the other, caught red-handed. So, but, you know, people ought to elect you. They ought to get a good libertarian in there. What would you do if you got elected, Mr. Peirce?
Well, my platform is, you know, I'm for individual rights, the whole Bill of Rights all the way. I'm running specifically on economic issues because that's my specialty, but that means cutting taxes and minimizing the regulations government puts in our way. It also means reforming education to allow parents to choose the schools for their children, and the state money follows, and it means reforming the property tax so that people don't pay extra when they improve their property.
I'll tell you, Mr. Peirce, I mean, really, boiling it down, this is classical tyranny. I mean, this ought to scare people to death. This is just in your face. We're going to have checkpoints and shake you down, and every time I read these stories, it's we're going to fight terror and crime, quote, any threat to anyone. Well, that's Section 802 of the Federal Patriot Act, saying all misdemeanors are terrorism. I mean, were you aware they tried to get classical World War I Enemy Sedition Act passed in Rhode Island? Were you aware they're trying that in Florida with Jeb Bush? I mean, because my point is, in Oregon, they were going to give people life in prison for protesting. Sir, I'm not kidding. I have the Associated Press right here. I mean, I don't believe this, but it's true. I don't want to believe it, but I don't even think people that are informed like yourself realize how serious things are.
Well, I think that's right. This state legislation just crept up on most of us while we weren't looking. It didn't receive much publicity. And, you know, I'm hoping there's time enough to rally public support against it before the governor signs it. But there's a whole list of things. It's a lot like the McCarthy era when you had to declare that you weren't on the list of suspect organizations.
But McCarthy wasn't federalizing the local police. It didn't say we're going to surround shopping malls and search everyone. I mean, imagine there might be a terrorist somewhere in America. We have no idea where. So we're going to federalize local police and have them randomly go out and shake everyone down. I mean, this is literally like living in a prison. In a prison, they say, all right, shake down, open up, we're coming in, put your hands on. I mean, that's what the cops at schools. I have video all over the country released by the schools. They're proud of it, where they have the kids line up, all of them, put their hands up on the wall, and the police dogs come in. I mean, we're all being trained how to be prisoners here. But government, statistically, is just a gang with a flag who is more criminal on average than any other group. They have no business doing this.
Well, that's why we have to defend our liberties all the time, because it just creeps up on you. You lose one, and then you lose the next, and so on. And
it's not even creeping now, though.
Well, this is moving faster.
How about pole vaulting?
Well, that's right.
People are talking about challenging in the courts. When Taft leaves, what about trying to get another bill introduced to, what's wrong with the legislature passing this?
Well, I don't know why they did it. Until Taft signs it, it's not law, but it's...
But he's saying he's going to sign it, right?
No, I haven't heard his statement, though.
Yeah, the news is saying he's expected to sign it.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true. I mean,
It has a lot of these provisions in there. For example, it mandates courts that find an alien guilty of anything to assume that he's a terrorist. You know, they're treating all immigrants as though they're terrorists.
Well, they always put that in there to sweeten it, to, quote, get the illegal aliens, but that's going to be selectively enforced. That's not going to be enforced.
Well, and those are the worst kinds of laws that are selectively enforced, because who benefits and who doesn't?
Well, the illegal aliens are already violating federal law. The illegal aliens are already felonious. They're already felons.
Sure, There are crimes out there, but we have laws against them.
Well, that goes back to what you first said. We've already got layer after layer. I mean, how many millions of laws are there?
Oh, yeah. You measure it in yards, so you can't count them. I can't imagine what good will be done by having essentially all state licenses depend on whether you swear to, are you a member of an organization on the U.S. Department of State terrorist exclusion list?
That's right. The cops march up and start asking you, do you swear allegiance to the Führer and the Reich?
Yeah.
Are you part of the Nazi party? No, I'm not. That's it. Oh, load him up immediately.
Yeah, well, who's gonna answer these questions honestly?
Well, number one, don't we have a Fifth Amendment?
We do. It's still on the books.
But not according to these goons. They're going to love it, folks. They're going to love it. These low-grade morons are going to love ruining this country. Stay there, Mr. Purse. I want to come back and talk about the Libertarian website there in Ohio, how we can support you. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And of course, this is all done with scientific precision. Run up a federal playbook. When they do it in Miami or Cleveland or Austin, Texas, it'll be an illegal alien who's here from Morocco, and while he'll have brown skin, I've seen this in other parts of the country, and it'll be on the news. There just so happened to be a camera there with him. It'll be, you know, local Fox. You'll actually watch this exact newscast in a few months. You'll be amazed. But it's not hard, folks. I've just seen how they do it. And the stupid reporter won't ask why the cops brought him along. And, well, he was arrested. Might be connected to terrorism alert. And luckily, these sweeps caught him. And then a couple years from now, it'll be you and your family coming out of the mall. Need to see your papers. Everybody's lined up. Up, got a warrant. Take them in. Just men in black masks looking around, watching everybody. Going back to our guest, who I really appreciate spending time with us, and he's Bill Peirce, running for governor in Ohio, where they're trying to pass their own little Patriot Act, their unpatriotic act. And, Bill, give us any websites or any information about how we can support you trying to run against all this.
Well, the easiest is to look for PeirceForOhio.com, and that's P-E-I-R-C-E for Ohio. AllWrittenSolid.com.
We got a link to that on InfoWars.com. What are you doing about old Blackwell, though? You know, he's really in control of those vote machines through his toadies. I mean, you know, is there any point of even running against his lordship? Or?
Well, that's something we worry about. You know, in the 2004 election, the Libertarians were trying to get ballot status, and we presented about 60,000 signatures. We needed 33,000 valid ones, and he simply rejected all the petitions because he didn't like the forms they were signed on. The Libertarian forms had an extra column so you could print your name, and he said that wasn't what he'd approved.
Oh, you don't want more documentation on your forms, no.
Oh, no, no. You wouldn't want to be able to read a signature. So that's what we're up against.
Well, I guess Ohioans who don't think they're in a police state are really going to enjoy this. Just, oh, you know. Being lavished with checkpoints and being searched. There's other provisions in here, aren't there?
Oh, there are. It says that all state and local employees have to comply with the National Patriot Act and any federal authorities in immigration, terrorism, or executive orders of the president. So, you know, all municipalities and all state and local employees have to comply.
So really that's saying you're going, again, getting rid of the 10th Amendment, going under federal control, and the fraudulent commander-in-chief business that Bush has been announcing, which is only for the military, when there's a declared war. Well, now, again, that's this federalization of local communities.
Yeah, and I think the really dangerous part is any executive order of the president. You know, because lots of things become executive orders.
Well, the Attorney General says that Bush is above the law and is the law.
Yeah, well, that's not the way I read the Constitution, but maybe that doesn't matter anymore.
Well, I mean, I think Bush, it was reported, called it a GD piece of paper.
Yeah. Well, we've always tried to rely on these pieces of paper to keep government in check. Now, maybe it doesn't work anymore.
Well, the Declaration of Independence says that it's not just our right, it's our duty to abolish these forms when they become destructive of our liberty.
Yeah, I hope it hasn't come to that yet, but we have to be vigilant.
Well, I think we can still avert a lot of this, but I don't think it's all going to be peaceful. They're going to try to start fights. They want to make it physical. We want to avert that, but just down the road, it's just getting worse and worse, Mr. Peirce. No, I know. I'm just really shocked by all this.
It is disturbing. You know, I was hoping to run just on economic issues, which is my specialty, but of course you get into these things, you know, these become very important right away.
But would you say most Ohioans are upset about this?
No, I think most people haven't thought about it at all. It really hasn't received much attention in the press.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. We'll be right back. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.